Hello and welcome to Two Peas in the Pod. We're currently living in a time where there's seemingly a lot of negativity on the news and social media, so we're here to show you that that's not the case. We'll find great things happening around the world and to celebrate positive news rather than making it a token piece at the end of a news bulletin. We'll be talking to each other as well as guests and see how they're celebrating positivity. It won't be preachy and it won't be political. Our plan is to be positive and hopefully have a good laugh along the way. His name's Kez.
And his name's Ben.
And welcome to episode 27, Two Peas in the Pod.
Hey, 27.
27, woo!
What can you do at 27?
I was going to say the 27 Club, but that's not exactly positive.
No, probably not positive. Maybe we'll make a new 27 Club where this podcast can legally toss a coin.
Right.
On a stream.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday in South Carolina.
That's super specific.
There you go. I like it. Heard it here first. This podcast is now old enough to do that one thing. Okay.
Cool, man. What's good with you, man? What's the
week? Yeah, life's pretty good. Everything's pretty good, man. The weather's rubbish.
Yeah.
But I have been making an effort to be like, my mood's not going to be affected by the weather.
So yeah, sure.
Super positive all the time.
Nice. That's good.
I mean, we have a podcast based on positivity, so
it sort helps. Of, yeah.
Yeah, definitely helps.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely like one for the weather affecting. It's definitely a thing where like people get affected by the weather emotionally and stuff. And, like,
oh yeah, definitely.
I'm 100% one of those people, and
I think we all are to some degree.
Yeah, it's that whole thing, isn't it? Of like, oh, it's sunny out and everyone like is smiling a bit more and all that sort of thing.
Vitamin D, isn't it, mate?
Vitamin D. And yeah, so but I've been trying to just equally just embrace the bad weather in a good way.
Get yourself in the vitamin C.
In the vitamin.
Get it in the
S-E-A.
S-E-A.
I have been doing a lot of that this week. Yeah.
How was that?
Wavy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, like, it makes you feel a little bit like wavy, man. Yeah, no.
I think it's basically one of those things where, you know, a few months ago, I'd be like, oh, I'm just playing in the waves, like a five-year-old. Now, it's like, I'm not playing in the waves, I'm surviving in them.
You're risking your life
for the good of vitamin C.
For the good of vitamin C and the good of the nation.
Yeah, it was quite large waves, to say the least.
But quite large waves.
Quite large.
Oh, no, they look monstrous in the video you showed me.
Yeah, like double the height of me. Yeah. But that was good.
Spectacular.
Yeah. Anything else we new this week?
We're just sorting the house out. So yeah. We now.
Going well?
Yeah, all going well. It looks like a house that people live in now.
I mean, that's a good start.
Yes. Good. It's all nice. Chill. Had some like a socially distanced dinner ish thing last night.
Yep.
So, that was good. Maybe drunk. A little bit, maybe one too many beers. That end of the night where you're like, oh, I'll have another drink, and then open it and you go, oh, I didn't want this.
Right,
did not want this at all. Didn't want it, nor do I need it.
Sure, yeah.
And it will just come back to haunt me later. But no, it was fine. It was just a little bit ropey this morning.
I was going to say, rather than like, hello, welcome to Two Peas in the Pod.
I feel fine.
That's good.
But I definitely, when I woke up, my voice was like a semitone lower than it normally is. Although Liz did wake up and was just like, all I can hear is your voice. I thought you were recording the podcast downstairs. What are you doing? I was just chatting to one of our friends who came over.
Nice.
I was just talking, man. Like, oh, leave me alone.
That's so funny.
Like, got a very booming voice.
I get that a lot as well. Like, you know, clearly podcast worthy, but it's... our friend Marsh and stuff, where we've worked in the theatre in the past, it's very much been a case of like, I can always tell when you're in a theatre, even if I'm like up in the gods, kind of loading like weights into a thing for, you know, and being like right up into the tower above the stage. It's like, I can still tell exactly where you are in the theatre based on how far away I can hear your voice. I can definitely tell you're in the building and I can hear exactly what you're saying.
Sometimes I think it's to do with my hearing though. I mean, I put on this morning when I got out of bed, sort of, sloped downstairs, made myself breakfast and a strong coffee, and I was like, oh, I'll put something on. So I put the newest iteration of Johnny English.
Okay, yeah.
Because you don't need to concentrate on it, you just stare at it.
Yeah.
And there's a bit where a bomb goes off.
Yeah.
And he goes, I think we need to go down that way, where he obviously can't.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that's because, like, I'm like that.
Yeah,
I talk louder because I've just exposed my eardrums to the most deafening, heavy metal over sort of 20 years.
But no, and it's been really funny for this. So for this week, has been, like you say, the weather's been rubbish, but also the weather's been quite good. I think it was on Tuesday. So on Tuesday of this week, I posted it on my personal socials and stuff. Was that
personal socials?
Was
that Sean Connery?
The year time had passed since I've done every day of Headspace.
The year time passed. 365 days in a row.
That's the one. Yeah.
The year time passed.
That made sense. I like it. Yeah.
And, stick with it.
I'm sticking to my guns. So, you know, I've done it for 365 days in a row. And like, you know, they've got these like kind of like little, almost like achievements that you get on like PlayStation or Xbox or something that way. So it'd be like, oh, you've done it for 10 days. And then the final one is for a year. And it just popped up and I did like a sea swim in the morning when it was a lot calmer.
Yeah.
And like a beautiful sunrise and stuff. And then, yeah, in exactly that same sort of way was like, I sort of meditated on the beach. I'm like, oh, this would be nice. And then just, da-ling, you've done it for a year. I was like, what a mate, like just come out of the sea. It was really beautiful. And like the sun was just rising and it was just a beautiful orange sky and did that. And that was really, really wicked. Proper little kind of like moment, I think, you know.
Yeah.
It's been really nice. Yeah, it's been cool.
That was definitely a positive day. I can tell by the...
I can tell
by the look in your eye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that day.
It was only sunny.
4 days ago.
Yeah.
It was sunny. That's the one thing you take away from that.
Yeah. Vitamin D and vitamin C.
Vitamin me.
Yeah.
Dictation.
I like it. Vitamin me.
Yeah,
I like it. Nice.
Right, there we go.
Cool, man.
You're welcome.
So this week, mate, I think we should get straight into it. What's our plan for this week, dude?
I'm gutted you didn't actually read the line that I wrote for you to say.
I'll do that.
We'll
edit that out.
Right, this is...
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think we should keep it in.
Okay, keep it in. Okay.
All natural. Just read out the line that I wrote to see if you would say it.
So, Casey Doodles, what are you going to chat about today?
Oh, my life is made, man.
Love it.
Ben, so remember last week we talked about our gratitude journals?
We did, yes.
Today, we're going to reveal all. We're going to review our findings, talk about how it made us feel, how it made me feel, how it made you feel, and then also how it makes us feel talking about it.
Sure.
So talk about any positives and any negatives or anything that we would change going forward if that was something we were gonna, you know, do sort of consistently. Then we got some good news. Just a bit of a roundup today. I think we'll just sort of slam that. This is a good news podcast after all.
Indeed.
Or positive news, shall I say.
So
shall we get on with it?
I think we should get straight into it, mate.
Do it.
Let's do it. Kezzy Doodles.
Brilliant. I just wrote that.
And I probably would have just gone, let's say Kezzy Doodles. So we just read it live. So good.
It's that Anchorman. You could just put anything on the teleprompter. Kezzy Doodles. Just read it deadpan. No. So Kezzy Doodles. What are we going to do today? So Ben.
Yeah, mate.
So we talked about gratitude last week.
We did, yeah.
And we both agreed that we would write a gratitude journal.
For the week, yeah.
For the week, yeah. Why don't you tell me, let's just head first straight into it.
Yeah.
What did you write? So I think you said just before we recorded that you started on Monday.
Yes, I did,
So we recorded on Monday, but you actually, first thing, you started your gratitude journal on the Monday.
Yeah.
What did you write in there for Monday?
So I've been using this this app called Cactus, which I was using kind of for a while anyway.
Yeah.
And I realised that, you know, it just is one of those things where I probably needed space on my phone. You know what I mean? That whole situation.
You're always.
Always. Like,
please delete one image.
And you'll maybe have enough space for another image. Yeah. And so the last time I did it was May the 9th. And I was doing it sort of fairly regularly then. So yeah, basically, like, what's quite good about it is it kind of gives you questions, gives you prompts.
Okay.
So it's quite good to go, like, you know, like we were talking about last week. It's not like, oh, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that. It's sort of like looking about, sort of talking about the present and things and talking about, like, what you're sort of feeling at the time.
Yeah.
So on Monday, it says, what do your core values teach you about yourself? And then it gives you a little quiz about what your core values are, which is quite cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it came to, like, fulfillment, connecting with others, and achievement for me, which is kind of about right, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. That's
So I just basically put my core values teaching me how true to myself I am. I try to be the most loyal, kind, trustworthy, and loving to everybody as I can be. What that teaches about me is that I firstly want to inspire others by being this way. Secondly, to be there for others, and that I should surround myself with people who feel that, and that it's okay to almost like not to be friends with everyone, I'm sort of saying, like that like not to try and impress people too much, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then that kind of coming out of on Monday where we did the podcast recording sort of stemmed from that, being like, cool, let's use this platform to, you know, inspire like a little bit of positivity each week. You know what I mean? So that was kind of what I wrote for that week.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that a lot.
And then you started on the Tuesday.
Yeah, so it was one of those things I always knew about, but I've never practiced. So after we talked about it, that I started on that Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I was on the Tuesday sort of a little bit. I just used my note app on my phone.
Yeah.
And so I wrote.
Did you do any prompts or were you just like, I say spitballing, that makes it sound like you didn't know what you're doing. But like,
I didn't really research what I should do.
Yeah.
I just each day wrote something that I'm actually
from the heart a bit.
Really grateful for something that maybe I take for granted and I don't think about in a positive way sometimes.
Okay, so
on the Tuesday morning, it was my first day back at work.
Okay.
So I've been off work for 2 weeks. I have been on holiday, moving house and stuff. So Tuesday was my first day back. And your first day back is always, I don't know, for me sometimes it's kind of sort of loaded with anxiety of, you know, after 2 weeks off work and your first day back in work. And
Do this again?
Normally for me, Tuesday is only a half day at the moment, COVID. But it's extra busy, so I had to go in for the whole day. So there was this, you know, definitely the lazy part of my brain when I woke up was like, oh, I don't want to go to work.
Yeah, right, right.
And then, you know, like then it was like, oh, I haven't been there for 2 weeks. What have I missed? Well, I've got to catch up on emails, blah, blah, blah. And it was just sort of snowballed. And but then it was about lunchtime, because I actually didn't write this when I woke up.
Okay.
I wrote this around about lunchtime. I was just like, I'm actually really grateful for having a stable job. You know, I've still got a job.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
and there's so many people, and yourself included, whose careers are just completely put on hold by the pandemic. That, you know, like, I'm grateful. I'm also sympathetic with those who don't have a simple stable job.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm grateful that I've got one and that I'm still able to perform that, even in the midst of the pandemic. So, I'm thankful for that.
Cool, man.
Especially having just moved into a house and, at least you can
see. The most expensive time to have a house when you've just put the deposit down, you've just done this, and like you're buying like plates and things that you didn't realize you needed and all that sort of thing. And,
exactly.
Yeah, like, totally.
A funnel. Who thinks they need a funnel? And then,
pastry brushes. Why?
I'm going to make a roast later. I need a pastry brush and we don't have one. I've got to go and buy one.
Oh, my God.
From I don't know where'd you buy them from? Pastry brush shops?
They're just like purely pastry brushes, nothing else. It's
pure
niche.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know what they could be called. I was thinking of a funny name for a pastry brush shop. A brush above the rest.
Oh, that could be good. Could be good.
The Cornish pastry brush shop.
Super, super specific. Like, I'm used for roasts. Any other kind of baking.
Just come back from Cornwall, and the only joke I can think of is Cornwall related.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, that's what I wrote about.
That's cool.
Not pastry brushes.
Nice.
But yeah, stable job. I'm very grateful.
Nice.
So, what did you write on Tuesday? What was your?
So the question for me that was prompted was, what makes your morning a success? On that Tuesday.
Okay.
And I just put, a great morning for me begins early.
Yeah.
A sunrise, sea swim, a bit of the Wim Hof breathing method, and a cold shower, a decent breakfast and a meditation, all before 8 a.m. And I've got the whole day to do what I like.
Yeah.
And those, like, if I've sort of done those things, like, I'm really sort of grateful for that and just sort of, you know, and I believe it was, in fact, yeah, that was the day that I'd done the year's worth of meditation. So that's definitely part of that whole gratitude. So that was where that kind of definitely stemmed from.
Yeah, man.
And that kind of sense of achievement, being like, wow, I meditated every day for a year. This feels really great. You know.
So what chemical is that? So think back to maybe, what, 5 episodes ago or so?
Yeah.
But no, it was 10K. It was the 10K
that's right.
Run, so maybe a bit more than that.
Yeah.
So the brain chemicals.
Yeah.
And so that would be like dopamine.
I was going to say dopamine,
Dopamine. So like
that sense of achievement.
That sense of achievement, the reward chemical that you get a little bit of. Oh,
yeah, totally that. And then sort of getting up early and going to the sea and going to like swim in and like have a really great, it was a really just an amazing morning.
Yeah.
And that was, I just felt really kind of content and really like grateful for all the things I had in my life.
Yeah.
Before 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I was like, cool. And now I've got the rest of the day to do whatever I ended up doing. Can't remember. But like, yeah. So it was really cool.
Yeah. Nice. Really actually, surprisingly, I quite like this, Ben, because that ties in with my Wednesday.
Ah, very good.
So my Wednesday, I've written down. Yeah, it's, God. something about Lynx. So I don't know. A joke. Yeah, yeah. My brain is super slow.
It is. Yeah. Beer foggy.
Yeah, it is super beer foggy. No, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Go.
I'm like Fleetwood Mac with that link because that was off the chain.
Oh, that'll do.
Chain has links.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Need some work.
Let's move on.
So on Wednesday, I wrote down that one thing I'm grateful for, and it's kind of like I'm thanking myself here. Yeah. I'm thankful for a routine that I enjoy. So my routine, like my daily routine.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I have a thing. I've got it down. You know, like just to the even down to the minute things where I get out of bed.
Yeah.
Go downstairs, make coffee, and like eat breakfast. And I eat breakfast in the same place. And, I check my emails and whatnot. And I just do that. And then I get ready for work. And it's something, it's mundane. You know, I do my hair, have a shower, do my hair, brush my teeth. I cycle to work. I do work. I finish work. I go to the gym.
Yeah.
I cycle home. It's quite a long cycle home. It's like 8 miles home.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. And, I'm just grateful for, because sometimes you get stuck in this sort of cycle of, oh, I'm just doing the same thing over and over and I don't like this.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Nice.
And, I'm sort of quite thankful for that. I think I would be really quite bored.
Yeah, it can be really draining.
And it would drain me. And that's the one thing, like, that sort of, and I'll use this word, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but I think this word often gets used negatively, but like I love that monotony of, like
something
just
you said about structure.
And it's probably a better way of putting it, but it's just like I know. So I get to a certain point of the day, tick that box, and like mentally tick off a box or something.
Yeah.
And I know once I get to that, then I've got like say, so I get up and I walk down the stairs. That's like one box ticked.
Yeah,
I fill kettle up, put that on.
Yeah,
make my breakfast. Another box ticked.
Yeah, yeah.
Cold water on the face, third box ticked.
Yeah.
And you sort of get into this like habit and and they if those things are, and I will try and keep those things bar obviously the work but I'll try and keep those things the same wherever I am. Like if I like even when we're on holiday, I kept the
kept the routine.
So I woke up, I went to the went downstairs in the house that we were staying in, made breakfast.
Yeah, nice.
Cold water on the face. And and it just, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Totally that. There's something to be said. I think it's like, maybe something from a dyspraxic point of view, maybe, but there's something for me, like having structure and having routine and having repetitiveness just really calms my brain, I suppose.
Yeah.
But like you say, so for some people, having that repetitiveness is like, cool, I know what's going on. This is great. I'm really like, and it's you feel really thankful for it. And there are definitely other people being like, oh, I'm doing the same thing. You know what I mean? So it's not for everyone, for sure. But
no, I agree. But also then, because then, there's a balance because you don't also want to be in that position where your day is so much the same that if something left field comes out, like if something happens that doesn't normally happen, it doesn't throw you off. I don't know how I've got to that point, sort of fine-tuning my routine, but if I don't get to that point where I don't, if I get to that point where I don't get to tick something off the mental list, it doesn't throw me off and, I'm out of my comfort zone. And it's sort of about embracing that those kind of random changes that might happen.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
It's wicked. So for the following day for me, it was all about just kind of like focusing on sort of gratitude for the middle of the week and things.
Yeah.
And I put this morning, I literally put, this morning I've woken up from a deep sleep. You know the ones I mean.
Yeah.
And
And
it was just like, you don't get up to like turn yourself over to kind of like get a bit more comfy.
You're in the same position.
I need a wee. Like you just completely the deepest of sleep. Like, and you woke up and like, I am refreshed. I clearly needed that sleep. And that, I love those feelings. Just like, oh my God, I feel so revitalized.
So rested,
so well rested. And the night before that, on the Tuesday night, we the sound engineer friends of mine who all meet up together on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
And we meet here. In this warehouse.
In this chair. In this chair.
We all sit on the same chair.
COVID, man.
Perfect COVID.
We cover each other with a plastic bag.
Exactly.
And then, sit on John, and then plastic bag. Yeah. And Phil sits on you, plastic bag.
We basically just all meet up together. And we've been doing it since we could start meeting up together.
Yeah.
around the sort of the beginning of the summer, I suppose, in lockdown. Yeah. And like weekly, we just all get together, like bring some barbecue bits over and just get a barbecue on the go. And weirdly, bar one day since then, the weather's been amazing.
Yeah.
So we've all just been like, and it's quite nice to just sort of like just meet up, you know, you can get away from sort of like, especially at that point, just the life of just like, I've just been at home a lot. I need to kind of get a bit of some me time.
Yeah.
And so you're then just transported to a place where you're just like hanging out with some fellow engineers, some fellow kind of like people in our industry, just to be able to kind of chew the fat a bit, be there for each other. And also to be in this situation where we can all kind of nerd out and start talking about speakers, we can start talking about like gigs, we can start talking about whatever, which you wouldn't be able to speak to your other half, because you start talking about like, you know, oh yeah, we were using a Digico SD8 and, you know, on a bunch of like this J like Lang Hunt, and you,
I was running at about 10 hertz and then and then the decibels were totally through the roof, but you know, I overloaded it with ohms.
Like, does that make sense?
I didn't for 1 second think it made sense.
No. I mean, 10 hertz is low. So it was basically one of those things of like, it's just been really nice to kind of do that each week. And we had like, just for whatever reason, it just felt really nice just to hang that week.
Yeah.
It was just around the sort of the time of like the latest lockdown news, around the time of like kind of, you know, obviously the latest of like, the rule of six. And we're sort of like trying to figure that out. And we were talking about the latest lockdown stuff of, you know, gearing up to be just like more of a stricter rule of six stuff, and how that is then going to adversely affect our industry and stuff. So,
yeah.
But just kind of just almost not a support group from it, makes it sound really weird, but we are just supporting each other.
Yeah, but it is, you know, in a way, it is a support group. It's not like, you know, it's one of those things you look forward to
where
you can all... You're all coming from the same page, you know, and you're
definitely that.
You're all fighting the same battle.
Yeah, and I think that's it. It's like, even though it kind of had initially stemmed from this dark place of like going, well, we're not doing anything else.
Yeah,
you know, it sort of actually turned itself into its own positive thing.
Yeah,
and even if we don't necessarily talk about like, you know, this whatever the latest bad news is regarding our industry.
Yeah,
we can just have a bit of a laugh and just, you know, just talk absolute nonsense and just hang out as mates, and it's been really nice, you know.
Yeah.
So that was the gratitudinous nice. Of Wednesday for me.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, man, yeah. What about you? What's the latest for the middle of the week?
So, oh no, I did Wednesday. So my routine was Wednesday, and then I'm on to Thursday. You're a day ahead of me.
Of course I am, yes.
Yes. Or behind me. You're a day behind me.
Yes.
Yeah. But only in this instance, you're weeks ahead of me in real life. So Thursday... I'll just read this one out and then I'll explain afterwards.
Cool, go for it.
So, on Thursday, I'm grateful for a speaker in the kitchen and a good deodorant.
Okay, I feel like this needs... A speaker in the kitchen, I get that.
So, yeah, basically...
Embracing some music while you're cooking and stuff. Yeah. And like, in the morning time, having some smooth jazz, you know, like... what? Like
I did play some jazz on there. Liz told me to turn it off very quickly.
Oh man, there's no doubt in my mind that you can have a bit of like smooth jazz FM in the morning. It's great.
It wasn't even jazz FM, it was just jazz.
Was it just like a bit out there jazz where it's a bit like all over the place and a bit hard to hear?
Yeah. Ba da bop, skibbity bop.
Yeah, weird time signatures and notes that shouldn't be there in the scale and all that sort of thing.
Oh yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
You've got to listen to what they're not playing, man.
Exactly. It's when they're not playing. Yeah. It's the gaps.
It's the gaps. Listen, it's just the gaps are so...
Yeah, yeah.
You just wouldn't understand.
Watch the jazz episode of The Simpsons, with Lisa Simpson talking to Bleeding Guns Murphy.
Yeah. Then you'll get it.
Then you'll get it.
So
I think the deodorant needs a bit more explanation.
Oh, basically, so I wrote this in the evening, this one, because...
did you just spend all day?
Thursday, funnily enough, so the Thursday completely contradicts Wednesday.
Interesting.
So I sort of messed up my routine on Wednesday morning.
Amazing.
Like, literally 24 hours after writing down how much I love my routine, I messed it up and I woke up. Like, I did most of the stuff I normally do, but then I was just enjoying sitting on the sofa watching the television.
Time and place for that.
In the morning before work, then realised that the clock on the wall was wrong.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God. I'm not late for work. I've got very little time to do things. So
sure.
didn't have time to have a shower. Sorry to anyone from work who's listening. but I have a very good deodorant. And yeah, I was very grateful for that in that moment. But yeah, then, so that was Thursday morning. Then Thursday evening, cooking dinner,
yeah,
little glass of wine,
nice
speaker on. Liz and I were just chilling. Yeah. Liz was chatting to me while I was cooking. It was great. I loved every second of it.
Cool,
and I'm just very grateful. The speaker sort of made it. Obviously, I'm grateful for Liz being there.
Cool.
But I feel like I've said that probably in one of these 27 episodes.
But I think there's something to be said about sort of that kind of like, you know.
It was the ambiance.
The ambiance. Yeah. Like how much ambient music can really like kind of like just completely change the vibe of a place. That
and you're and also, going. Also, sorry, I picked a particular album, or two particular albums, actually, and I'm going to go into a little bit of a recommendation here.
Go. The early recommendation.
Liz was just like, oh, yeah, no, this is really good.
Yeah.
That never happens. Okay. It happened twice, two albums in a row.
Which were?
The first one was the new Michael Kiwanuka album.
2020 Mercury Prize winning.
Yeah, I mean, on good authority, it's a good album.
It's a great album.
It's straight fire. It's just super chill.
Nice.
It's just lovely album.
Nice.
And then slightly different direction, Young the Giant's album. I can't actually remember what it's called. It might just be called Young the Giant.
Okay.
It's about 10 years old, but
yeah, okay, yeah, nice.
It's super
nice.
cool album. Okay. And yeah, I scored 2 points with Liz for that, so
very good. Yeah, nice.
I'll take that, because
some good recommendations.
Normally if I put on music in the same room as her, it has to be like something we both enjoy, Kez.
Sure.
It has to be something we both enjoy. So it usually means like classic late 90s UK garage. Like just cheese, like utter cheese. Like, I bring you flowers in the pouring rain. Living without you is driving me insane. Oh, we probably can't put that in, can we?
Oh, let's leave it in.
Yeah?
Yeah. Totally that.
I mean, they're not going to, no one's going to copyright that, though.
I mean, you know, you're not, yeah, it's fine. You're good. It's good.
It was an homage.
It's an homage. Yeah. So, yeah, it's the, for me, background stuff. If I'm working and stuff, or if we're both reading or something, it's that, you know, the on YouTube, you've got that the anime of that girl doing the homework, that kind of like on YouTube, and that's that stream that's been going on for years of like the lo-fi chill hop stuff.
Yeah.
All about that when it's in the background and stuff, or if I'm cooking and stuff, it's just really like.
Yeah, man.
Just easy listening.
Yeah.
I'm all about that life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're so good. You're on, what are you on now? Wednesday? Thursday.
Yeah. So Thursday for me, my first shift of this new.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which was, so I've already sort of said this before, where I've got myself this new job, and it's a part-time delivery job for a supermarket and stuff. And it's just great to kind of go, cool, furlough's ending and I'm financially going to be cool. And that's really wicked.
Yeah.
So I was really grateful for just sort of doing that. And the day was very much like here's a bunch of like corny videos and stuff, and which were really funny. They did make me laugh. And and then obviously just like being trained and stuff, and beginning the training process and stuff. Just like, here's the store. But yeah, and then from next week we start the right, here's your department, and focusing on your department,
where you're gonna be working.
The store in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just sitting in there being like, this is, you know, I'm really glad I went for this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that was really nice.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
So yeah, that, I'm like super grateful in that sense for them to sort of like give me that chance and take me on and stuff like that. The question that got posed to me as well was, how will you change the world? I was like, oh, big question.
Well, that is.
That's a good one.
On a Thursday? Who's expecting that?
Out their choice for the Thursday.
So, oh, I've just realised something.
Go on.
No, go on. Okay. How will you change the world, Ben?
So I put, changing the world is almost too imperceptibly massive to think about. So for me, I'd want to change the world on a local level. If I can implement positive change and actions to my friends, family and colleagues that hopefully resonate and inspire, that may encourage them to do the same, the ripple effect would be far more effective.
Oh, man. That's beautiful. It was, you know, just...
That was kind of where I went with that.
Yeah, I love that. I love every single word you just said, even the ands and the buts and the ifs and the...
I especially like the buts. Yeah. So what was your thoughts? What was your...
I noticed on social media you love a bit of a post about, you know, music industry and I noticed that you want
to
make a change.
Yeah.
I was just like, the inspiration now. Yeah, I mean, obviously the inspiration is it's your career and you want to save an industry you love.
Totally that. Yeah, I feel I've been putting on some Enter Shikari and stuff. I've been putting on some, yeah, what turned into initial frustration and anger, I'm not going to lie.
I don't know about you, but the primary purpose of your life and my life, the entirety of the human race.
Yeah. There's so much stuff that's happened recently, and it's with the latest announcement of, you know, self-employed grants being at 20% rather than 70 or 80% like it was before, and obviously furlough not being necessarily extended to like quite the right people. And if you work in theatre, it's based on if you can work, but you can't work, and all this sort of stuff. And it's just a pretty weird place to be in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you got like articles in The Guardian going like, cool, music's cancelled. And yeah, we had we went to go and see The Joker live. So the Joker film live in London was meant to be happening on my birthday, but obviously got cancelled because of COVID, and then got moved to November, and now it's been moved to June, which is a bit unfortunate as well, which I was really looking forward to. So they show the film Joker, but the music has been removed, and it gets played by an orchestra.
In the building.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it would just be... I nearly saw then.
We're out, man. It's just like... What an amazing experience that would have been. So that was just an extra little thing in the week.
Yeah.
So for me now, I mean, that sort of stemmed from there. And that was sort of the weekend's gratitude. It's like, you know, I feel more fired up rather than kind of putting your head in the sand and being just like, right, we're just going to have to sort of sit and wait and get on with it. It's like, I'm not going to sit here and like watch, you know, the people that I care about with my mates and my colleagues and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the industry that I fell in love with and that I can't imagine being without dying.
Yeah.
I need to do something. And I can't walk away going... Yeah, I mean, I didn't really do a lot, and then you know, this, that. I was like, I need to do something.
Yeah.
So I am passionately and positively fired up. You know,
oh, mate.
So, yeah.
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Revolution is coming. It's time to mobilise. mate, where you at? What's new?
I'm Friday. What?
So, Kez, what's next for you in your brain? Back in the room.
Friday. This one, it sounds generic, but there's another little story. There's a little story behind all of this.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
So I've put my family, I'm grateful for my family.
Yeah,
I love my family very dearly.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Friday evening, we had invited our family for coffee.
Yeah.
You know. And then sort of, so we'd done that in the morning.
Yeah.
Then in the evening, do you ever have those days where you're just like, oh, it's Friday, I just want to sit and do nothing and see no one?
Absolutely.
And I sort of realised I wasn't particularly keen to see family. And then, obviously, they came round and it was just great.
Nice.
I really enjoyed it. I really loved seeing them and, you know.
Cool.
You know, it's just one of those things like, oh, no, do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool, man.
Yeah, nice. I just loved seeing them. And
yeah, wicked.
Yeah, I was very grateful for that.
Very cool, man.
And it put me in a good place.
That's good.
Excellent. How about you?
The next question you prompt for me was basically just simply as well as ending the week for me was that just who are you grateful for this week? So funny enough. So I just put like for who am I grateful for? Obviously, I put family down. Yeah, friends. I put down Michelle, and I put down obviously where. I've been sort of really feeling really grateful about this new job. It's like, you know, put that down, being like, grateful for them for giving me the chance to, you know, do that sort of thing.
Yeah, man.
And then I sort of like extended that out to like colleagues and things. And then that was when I felt really like fired up.
Yeah.
Well, the beginning of feeling fired up for saving the arts on my own. No.
Just single-handedly.
Single-handedly.
So you read it here first.
Yeah, saving the arts. No, I just... So I was really feeling like the main gratitude there was for the people that I work with.
Nice.
I
like that.
So it's kind of cool that we came along the same thing.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
it's cool. Your almost final ones.
I did one for this morning as well.
Great, go
when
for
I
it.
Got
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're on Saturday first.
Yeah,
It's Sunday today. So yesterday, I was grateful for great friends.
Yeah.
And better beer.
Nice.
Not so grateful about that this morning. But I also realised...
I like my friends, but I like beer more.
Yeah, I realised that. I meant to put great beer, better friends. I realised I've written it down the wrong way around. But
nice. It's really funny.
Yeah. Yes. I do like beer, but not as much as I love my friends.
That's good.
Nice. Yeah, just you know, saw some friends and drunk some beer, and
nice.
It was very nice.
Cool.
In a socially distanced way.
That's very good. I've got the final one that I did for the week, and I think I'm going to sort of post to you very quickly as well.
Okay, come.
So mine was, what's your goal for this week? So it's kind of like you're reflecting on the week coming by a little bit and you're like moving forward into the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I put this week, my goals are to, firstly, to continue smashing the gym. I've been at the gym this week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with Tom Morgan, personal trainer, online. Me and him have shout out to him. And yeah, we've been working together to try and, you know, formulate a bit of a plan together. And then I'll be sending him videos of what I do in the gym so he can sort of look at my form and like a socially distancy way of kind of ensuring that I'm at my best now that gyms are kind of a bit more open.
How are you filming, by the way? Do you
just like on, you know, like pointing at the mirror or something if I'm doing, you know, weights or something, or just
but like
haphazardly if... like putting it onto a machine if I'm just like, oh, that kind of looks all right. Yeah. So it's really eggy and people are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're so vain. I'm like, no, it's my personal trainer. That's equally that I know.
Yeah. No, it's you're trying to better yourself.
You
want to train and make yourself a, you know,
healthier person,
a bit stronger. You know, there's nothing vain about that.
No. So that's been really good. I've been really grateful for that and grateful for him and his input and stuff. So that's been really lovely.
Good.
So yeah, to continue with more work stuff and things, to continue like with the new job, writing some more music. I really want to do that this week.
Awesome.
And me and Michelle are going away for a couple of days for Norfolk.
Couple of days.
You know, so
nice.
Good. Yeah, little kind of like bed and breakfasty thing.
Yeah.
So looking forward to being...
You want a good walk? I probably have said this to you every week on the podcast.
Okay.
Go to Blakeney Point.
Nice.
Blakeney Point.
Cool.
See the seals.
Nice.
I don't know if they're there this time of year,
okay,
but it's a great place.
Yeah, yeah. So
good walk.
Go there. So
good
beach
walk.
Nice. So, yeah, mate. Goals for you this week. What are you
feeling? My goal for this week... My goal for October...
Yeah.
...is no drinking for October.
Are you doing sober October?
Well, I'm not going to drink for October... I don't really think I'll do it in a charity way.
Just for yourself.
It's for a personal thing. The last sort of 3 weeks, I've drunk a lot of beer.
Sure. It's kind of like with me and you, I suppose, with Veganuary. Like, you just did it for the sake of doing it rather than like raise money for...
I did it for myself. It was
a
personal challenge. And I shan't imagine doing Sober October will be difficult because I did it last year and the year before.
Yeah, sure.
It's weirdly a sort of...
Like a yearly
habit.
Tradition.
Tradition. So basically my week
so
is
you can
sort of
get absolutely trolleyed in November.
Well, no, what I'm hoping is, so this is going to sort of tie in with sort of everything I'm doing in the gym and whatnot. And basically, I'm just going to see how not drinking positively affects my results in the gym.
I see what you're saying.
And then I'm going to sort of tally that up for October. So I'm going to start on Monday, which obviously is still September.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense.
I'm just going to start. Like, I don't know. Monday is one of those sort of like clean slate day.
Top of
the list, top of the tree.
Yeah.
Even though legally the week starts on a Sunday, but you know, we'll skirt around that.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely going to drink beer later.
Sure.
But yeah, so I'm just going to set that up.
Cool, man.
And maybe even take it into November, not December, because it's my birthday and Christmas.
Oh, very nice.
But see what happens.
Yeah.
See how much progress I can make in 2 months.
Yep.
And then completely undo it in the space of like 2 weeks.
Yeah, on birthday, Christmas, and New Year.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Sounds good. Good goals.
Yeah.
But yeah, so have you found doing the gratitude journal, mate? Have you found it sort of quite therapeutic? Have you found it good? Have you not?
I've enjoyed it. Definitely I've enjoyed it, but I found that I was probably trying a bit too hard.
Okay.
Like, I know some of my answers are a little bit sort of comedy answers or tongue-in-cheek answers, but they're genuinely...
Well, that kind of reflects you a little bit.
Sort of maybe thought about it too much.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I'd be thinking, like because I didn't do it when I woke up, I didn't prompt myself, didn't set an alarm or whatever, I literally just made sure I did it every day.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I get to the end of the day and go, oh, no, like... I haven't thought of one, but think of one.
Right.
And then,
it's almost feels like a rush, almost, like in that way.
I think if I was to continue this, which, you know, I liked the feeling and I liked talking about it with you more than actually doing it. But, I think, I would, I'm sure there are plenty of good, like, phone apps out there for it. So I think I would do that and have it.
It's quite good because then they'll notify you to be like, oh, don't
forget. What's your positive, you know, what's your gratitude-ness thing?
So I think that's really good. And I think, I'm going to definitely do it a bit more going forward. I think I'm going to do a bit more of that. And it's just a good habit to try and enforce. But it is a habit and you do kind of, you will forget when you're not necessarily doing it on the regular.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, no, I agree. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I did one for this morning, by the way.
Go for it.
This morning, I was grateful for porridge.
Good old my, Scottish oats.
My, it was, yeah, yeah, big fat Scottish oats. Nice. My accidental vegan breakfast. I was very grateful for that.
Nice.
Sorted me out when I needed it. Post beer.
There we go.
Post beer and clearly pre-beer as well.
Nice.
I mean, I haven't had a bit. It's 10:35. I'm not drinking beer right now.
AM.
At 10:35 PM, I'm very likely.
Very much. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
So then, mate, you know what time it is?
It's time for good news.
Oh, just so consistent.
Mate.
It's so good. So
I'm
what
going
have we got?
Into
consistent jingle saying. Nice.
Is there a career in that?
Yeah, record it once and then you're done. What have you got, mate? What's the good news for you?
So my Kezzy
Doodles.
That'll be it now. That's it. Hospital transports patients to the beach. A hospital in Barcelona, medical staff have been wheeling out recovering COVID-19 patients to be closer to the ocean for short breaks.
Cool, man. Nice.
And there's some pictures here. And yeah, they are, you know, literally just wheeling them.
Amazing.
All the doctors in their sort of gear and that, wheeling them across like a zebra crossing.
Yeah.
Just to look at the sea.
That's cool, man. Yeah.
Blooming great. I love that. You know, the sea is like a source
vitamin
of...
Vitamin C.
Yeah, I'm always happier when I can see the sea.
Yeah, definitely.
And same can be said there.
Yeah,
excuse
definitely.
Me, I just knocked a rock.
I knocked a rock.
Not the rock.
He is unknockable.
He is unknockable. What have you got, man?
Nice. I got this one, which is about the Australian angel who has saved more than 160 people over 50 years at suicide hotspot near the cliffs. Now, I've heard this before, but yeah, this is what has been brought to the attention of the masses. In 1964, Australian Navy veteran Don Ritchie and his family moved to a house right across the street from a place called The Gap, Australia's most infamous suicide spot.
Wow.
For nearly 50 years of living there, Ritchie has started friendly conversations with many, and he has been able to dissuade over 160 suicidal strangers from jumping into the abyss. Over the years, I've spoken to many of them, just a way of saying, oh, what are you doing over there? Why don't you come and talk to me and come and have a cup of tea or come and have a beer or, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Just to get them away from their minds, to get them away from going over the edge, basically, while I'm there. He's received multiple medals and awards from the Australian government and from charitable organisations for his humanity and kindness.
Oh, my God.
He passed away, unfortunately, in May 2012 at the age of 85. But to this day, people still fondly call him the Angel of the Gap.
Wow.
So it's just an amazing sort of like, you know, story of reflection and being grateful, you know, going back to our points of this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. It's a lovely story, that.
It's really cool. And a bit of conservation conversation. So good. In Switzerland, it's illegal to own just one guinea pig. The law says that they have to be raised with companions because they can get lonely. It's absolutely brilliant. It's like, it's one of those, it's sort of, you'd read that story and go, aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Switzerland is the first country to recognise that animals have social rights that need to be honoured. The country passed a law making it illegal to own just one guinea pig at a time because them being sociable animals, they need to move around in herds and they get awfully lonely if they don't have a companion.
Are they called herds of guinea pig?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, an actual, like, in the wild?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, coming across a herd of guinea pigs.
150 guinea pigs. Like,
you know the scene in Jurassic Park where they get chased by those, like, gallimimus?
Very good.
I've seen that film a million times.
Yeah.
Swap them for guinea pigs.
Amazing. I thought we meant the scene with the velociraptors in the long grass. It's just like,
no.
No,
yeah, there's like...
Another one, do you mean, yeah.
Hundreds of these like ostrich-like dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine that, but just guinea pigs.
That's so funny.
You wouldn't even see them because the grass is tall.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what's that and slight...
The grass wouldn't move because they're so little. Yeah. It doesn't make any movement. Yeah.
What is
so
that good. Noise?
Yeah. What's this... really cute thing in companions.
Thousands of things just bumping into my legs. Yeah.
So it's another lovely little bit of conservation-y good news.
Yeah, love it.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, mate, so that's been really lovely to hear about your gratitude-y based journal.
Oh, it's also been lovely to hear about yours.
Yeah, man, it's been cool.
And I think we should continue. This is something... And we're just for ourselves. We're not going to do it on the podcast anymore.
Okay, yeah.
Each week we'll write, we'll have that journal.
Yeah.
And we'll just chat about it
Yeah, man.
Before we record.
Few of the highlights. Just definitely.
Just be like, oh, I had this and had that.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I think we should do that.
That's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, if you guys have been doing the gratitude journal this week, or you have gratitude journals, or if there's, you know, you want to do a gratitude journal, whatever it may be, talk to us about it. Talk to us in the usual way. Talk to us on our socials, which is Twitter at 2PPodcast, Instagram at 2PPodcast, and Facebook.com/2PPod.
And you can also get in touch with us at hello@2PPodcast.com, and you can visit the website, which is www.2ppodcast.com,
which is pretty wicked. Of course, yeah, send in all your stuff. Send in your audio-based good news so you can, you know, audibly feature on the podcast.
Please do.
Send in your comments, send in your questions. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we do.
You guys are really great.
You really are.
You really are.
Yeah.
So, peace and love. That came out wrong.
Peace and love. God, just go with the flow, man.
Yeah, it's. I'm going to start again.
Okay.
Because that was definitely the wrong order, and that really, really threw me out.
What did you, did you do Facebook first?
Thanks so much for listening. Peace and love. We've been 2 peas in the pod. He's been Kezzy Doodles.
And he has been he's been Benny Wenny P.
I will see you next time.
Bye. Bye.